Five Breakfast with Matty, Molly, Ollie, and Dan.
Five Breakfast, 6 to 9 a.m. weekdays.
Five FM.
So a lot happened this weekend. You may have missed it, but the big news, and you can go see it on 5FM's Instagram stories, is that a young man watching the box beat Scotland then managed to convince Siya Kolisi, our head boy, our fearless leader, the great man of this great nation, our absolute icon, to sign his South African flag Speedo, his onnies. You know the ones that Faf de Klerk was wearing when he met the prince?
Mm-hmm.
Or the former prince?
Yep.
After winning the World Cup. He's not a prince anymore. After he met Harry after the World Cup final. He's now the fourth biggest ginger in the world. He's been demoted. What? So 100%, somebody in the crowd wearing nothing in Scottish South Saturday evening winter is coming weather. And remember, the North in Game of Thrones is based off Scotland. Convince Siya Kolisi to sign their onnies, their ontbrugge, their swimwear. And we've got them. The owner of the most famous onnies in South Africa, Jack Denton, is on the line. My man, do you feel like the celebrity you truly are?
Still getting used to it, guys. Still getting used to it.
You must be getting so much fan mail, my brother. Okay, so firstly, if I understand, you're from these parts and you ended up in Scotland for work. Tell us a little bit how you ended up there.
So I was born and raised in Zimbabwe.
Okay.
Had a Scottish mother, which helped with the passport situation.
Nice.
So when I graduated from Stellenbosch, I'm a Marty through and through. I decided to make the move here and I've just started working for a whiskey company here. Awesome.
In Scotland. Can you imagine? Outrageous, living many people's dreams. But Jack, you decided to go and support the Boka. I'm sure being raised, I think you said you went to Kingswood and got schooling in South Africa got you onto the hype train of the green and gold.
Exactly. I've been a rugby fan since as long as I can remember. And you know, you guys know what it's like to be in South Africa. It's awesome to support the local team. I was 13 or so, when I moved over, full on green and gold.
And then you ended up at Murrayfield, the iconic home of Scotland. And talk us through your fashion choices. The fact that you went skin on Speedo, South African flag. What was happening there? Was it an homage to Faf de Klerk? What was going on?
I'll be honest, I'll do anything to let the Springboks win. I don't care how cold it is. We'll get those Speedos on.
Yeah, you must have had a dramatic beer jacket on at that point, my man.
Yeah, we're climbing into the local Scottish beer called a Tennent's.
Oh, and had a good time. Okay, so listen, Jack. After the game, Siya was thanking and greeting all of the South Africa fans. For those who haven't gone on Five's Instagram stories yet and watched the video, what happened next?
So, well, essentially a little bit of background. On the Friday night, I actually saw Siya walking down the street.
What?
And I straight lines to him and just asked him, listen, see, I'm going to be in the crowd. I'm a big fan, etc., etc., as we all are.
Yeah.
Going to be in the crowd. It'll be easy to spot. And the guy, the average rig in the Speedo, got that British tan. And to be credit, when they started walking around, thanking the crowd, as soon as I got up on the chair, he pointed me out and started running towards there. Which was awesome and just amazing for him to, you know, to remember. You can imagine how many people come to him on a street.
Yeah, that's incredible. So then if I remember correctly, he jumped the advertising billboards, you jumped the security fence. The security officials were like, okay, wait, and then saw that Siya was on board, and then you gave him a permanent marker, turned, and in the words of Sia's new book, you rose and offered your rear end for him to sign. Is this correct?
That is completely correct. It's like you were there next to me.
And he very firmly and kindly signed himself on your rear end. And I imagine you're never gonna wash that pair of onnies again.
Oh, not a chance. Those are never going in the washing machine.
And then did you party the whole night long in that outfit and everybody just needed to see your signing?
Pretty much. And weirdly enough, I still have the markers and everyone wanted my signature on their bums.
And then
there's not much to Jack Denton.
And then you took the whole week off to recover from the celebrations.
Spot on.
Okay, amazing.
I thought well ahead.
Yeah. So Jack Denton, if you missed it, is the man. You can go on Five's Instagram stories and also our Twitter account to see the video. He saw Sia Khaleesi in the street. He's from Zimbabwe, but was raised and schooled in South Africa. Went to Kingswood and Mounties. Went across Scotland side to take up a dream job. He studied chemical engineering. Ended up working for a whiskey company. And saw Sia Khaleesi in the street on Friday night before the game where the Bucks played Scotland. And then said, Sia, you will see me tomorrow. And I want something beautiful to happen. And something so beautiful did happen. So, Jack, we've been thinking, we want to see how significant this is. We want to have the first ever, we're going to call it an Oni auction. Essentially, we want to know from listeners how much they would pay for those Onis that you now have. Signed by Sia, a viral sensation, an iconic piece of video. How much money they would lay down at an auction to actually get those Onis off of you. And remember, if you're about to send us the amount that you are willing to offer Jack, that they will remain unwashed for life. And also that you have to be willing to put them on display in museums and art galleries and wherever we want to go. How much would you pay for the Sia Khaleesi signed Onis? 082-550-5151. Let us know, because for the first time ever, apparently that's what an auction is like. Jack, so a poor person called Jared on the WhatsApp line said he would offer R1,000 South African rands for your Onis, but then immediately someone else on the WhatsApp line whose name I don't know said that they would do starting bid 5k. So I think we're in some potential business here, my friend. I'm very excited. Dion says R5,000. Send us a voice note if you are willing to go higher than R5,000 for the first ever Oni auction. I'll be honest with you, you could give the funds to charity, but this is the kind of thing, when Sia one day heartbreakingly retires, someone will bid a lot of money for this. Oh, Blessing just said he'd give R8,000. Oh. Guys, who knew that Onis were so valuable in the South African public? How much would you bid? How much do you think these Onis are worth at an Oni auction?
I think I'm...
You're under pressure, baby. What's your bid?
Oh, 10K!
Matty?
R20,000. I'm putting in R10,000 and I'm asking Chloe for another R10,000.
No way! Impossible. Chloe, what do you say to that?
You know, when you're going to price this, you have to factor in so many different things.
Likewise.
I mean, these are world champions, you know?
Yeah.
On top of that, this was the Springboks' second consecutive win, you know? And also, it's away from home.
Yes.
There's just so much to it. I would be willing to put down 50.
No, you wouldn't!
I'm telling you.
You know what I was thinking about this, though? So John Oliver once bought the Onis from Gladiator, Russell Crowe, and he sent them around to different video stores in America that were going under.
Yeah.
And people would go to the video stores to see these pants, and that would cause, you know, income for the video stores. So Jack might be sitting on a piece that we could send to failing businesses like Eskom, and people would go and see the Onis and maybe make a monetary donation to enter, and we could save businesses with these Onis. I think it's a really good idea.
Okay,
how much are you willing to bid? 0825505151. Jack is listening and is not obligated to accept any bid, but this is hilarious. I still can't believe that you did that, Jack. I know you saw him in the street the day before. Did you tell Sia then that you would be wearing nothing but this Speedo, and would he sign?
Exactly. I just need to think of a way to get his attention.
Yeah. Otherwise, how are you going to find him in the crowd? No, that's true. So we're trying to do the first ever Oni auction to see how much these Onis would actually be worth to South Africans.
Guys. Okay, remember, Sia didn't just sign those Onis.
Okay.
He spanked them.
Yeah.
He freaking spanked them. So obviously, his handprint is on it. So it's going to be more valuable in the long run. Because like, I got Sia Khaleesi's fingerprints. Fingerprints! 10,000. R10,000.
No, I think the price is just going to... In fact, yeah, Jack, you did get Hit Me Baby One More Timed by Sia Khaleesi on the weekend that Britney got free, dude. How was that?
I tell you what, I've been telling him what it felt like, a warm summer's breeze.
Jack, people are loving this, dude.
You know, in taking into consideration, like she just said, World Cup.
Yeah.
championship winners.
It's facts.
Away from home, being Sia Kulisi. I'll up her a bit.
Okay.
50,001 cent.
Polly, are you gonna raise?
And 1 cent.
So 50,002 cents.
Ooh.
Is it too much? Is it your upper limit?
Now it's just too much.
You're checking your bank balance. Okay, well, that's Dion. If anybody is willing to pay more than 50,000 rand and a cent for these onis. And listen, Jack, there is no offer that you can't refuse, right? It's completely over to you. But I just find it so funny that people have taken this moment for you to heart so much. It's completely ridiculous. Thank you so much for being a good sport and waking up so early in the morning. I know you're in Edinburgh right now, which I think is 2 hours behind. And I hope you have a beautiful rest of your week off, my man.
Perfect. Thanks, guys. Thanks a lot for having me on.
Nah, such a pleasure. Okay, that was Jack Denton, the man, the myth, the legend. Go on to our Twitter and our Instagram stories to see what happened with him and Sia this weekend.
Five Breakfast. With Dan, Matty, Paulie, and Marley.